Hi, morning, Jackie. So
Morning, Kathy.
we thought we would do a little discussion of in the style that we have around what we would like the Relationship Health Matters podcast to be, which we're thinking will be a bit more of an open sharing, whereas our Relationship Health Rookies is a membership for people who are really actively wanting to learn about relationship health. Whereas Relationship Health podcast, we kind of feel it's really just trying to engage interest in this amazing term.
And share our interest because
Share our
me and
interest, yeah.
Kathy have worked together for about 15 or 20 years, and this has been bubbling and then taken form, and finally it's come together to what's called the I Matter program. But we're both passionate about relationship health and grappling not just with that term, but living relationship health. And then to me, this podcast is really around us thinking out loud and sharing where we're up to on our journey, or where our curiosity is, or just wondering, is there anyone else out there who is really as
Is
interested
interested.
as we are?
And it might be people who've perhaps had a look at you might have come across the books, Relationship Health, What's That? And Relationship Health, The Missing Link. And, it actually has taken a lot of sort of getting past a lot of anxiety to put those out in the world, but I've sort of started to get feedback from people where who are in schools or in probation services or in GP practices or in policy making, and they're sort of saying this is resonating with us, and we're interested too in this term. And certainly my feeling is it's such a powerful term because it shifts the way that we see everyday situations and everyday roles. And I always say it does a lot of the heavy lifting when we're trying to have quite challenging conversations about trying to find the way forward, when you just ask, well, what would it look like if we took a relationship health approach?
The thing that it does for me is that it puts the ball back in your court and puts you back in the driver's seat and back into your power. Instead of thinking someone else has got the skill or the expertise to sort it out, or you know that the solution is out there, and it is in some ways, but first and foremost, it starts with yourself.
Whether it's in a personal situation or even in a work situation, the term relationship health, paradoxically, we talk about ourselves in relationship with others, but the only way through that discussion, it brings us back to, well, we can't change other people. We can't change other, what can I do? What can I do? Which is the I Matter piece, I guess.
And the main key thing is it first and foremost it starts with our relationship with ourselves. If we can't respect ourselves, if we can't like ourselves or love ourselves, then how can we offer that to another?
So it's a real, it's quite, it seems simple, but it's profoundly challenging at times. How do you do that work? Like you say, if you don't like yourself, how do you do the work to be able to start liking yourself? If you know that you're not in good relationship with other people, how do you do the work to become in better relationship with them?
And your starting point is by recognizing that, oh my God, I don't even like myself, you know? Just that awareness of this is your starting point, then moving forward with compassion.
So, Jackie, there's a little bit of a flavour of the sorts of conversations that we have and that we're hoping to share in this podcast, just to give you little snippets of the sorts of things that we spend our days exploring. We hope you're interested in learning more.
Yeah, and please reach out if it ignited your interest. I'd love to know.
We'd love to know. We'd love to know. All right. Thanks, Jack.